On Thursdays, we read from your letters. And we begin today with a letter from David Dunbar of Jasper, Georgia. He writes, "In your review of the major deaths of the year, you stated that Bill Hewlett of Hewlett-Packard brought us the inkjet printer. Not. What the Hewlett-Packard company did do was successfully introduce modestly priced laser printers." Anthony Ellison of Jacksonville, Florida writes, "I enjoyed your broadcast concerning those we lost in 2001. However, you failed to mention Douglas Adams. Where would we be without The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy? Several listeners mentioned the omission of the violinist Isaac Stern, including Sarah Fishman of Baltimore. She writes, there were names of rock singers and actors of whom I'd never heard, and it's my guess that those people collectively could not produce the kind of beautiful sound that he could, nor had they ever conducted a master class in China, nor had they performed at Carnegie Hall, much less saved it from the wrecking ball. Shiva Polefka of Palo Alto, California, liked the new New Year's Eve song, written and performed by a Boston band known as Jim's Big Ego. The song is called Thank God It's Over, and Ms. Polefka says, it was amazing, modern but timeless, sensitive but bold, catchy and simple but powerful. Well, Brian Carr of St. Louis has this question. What's over? For widows and orphans of 9/11, what's over? For friends and family of fallen New York firefighters, what's over? For soldiers in a bitter Central Asian winter, what's over? William Faulkner wrote that the past isn't dead, it isn't even past. James Barnhill writes from Columbia, South Carolina, adding to Jackie Northam's report on Gander, Newfoundland, and the hospitality offered to airline passengers whose September 11th flights were directed to land there. Mr. Barnhill's family was en route from Shannon when their plane was grounded in Newfoundland. He says, there are some additional laudatory details you might wish to report. When we arrived, the school bus drivers for the province, who were on strike, came off the picket lines and drove 24 hours straight to get us all to the shelters. They would take no recompense for this. We were served three wonderful meals a day for the 5 days we were there, provided by the Canadian version of our Rotary Club, called the Kinsmen. Again, no recompense was asked. This joyous generosity and strength shown me by Newfoundland's residents is one of the few mellowing influences on the heart-wrenching events of the last 3 months. Finally, our promotional announcement of the Newfoundland story brought this correction from Mike Redpath, who teaches geography at the University of Manitoba. We said that flights were grounded in northern Canada. Mr. Redpath writes, Gander, Newfoundland is at 48.95 degrees north latitude. Canada's southern latitude is 41.72, and its northernmost is 83.19. This means its mid-latitude is 62.45 degrees north. Everything south of 62.45 should correctly be referred to as southern Canada. Moreover, Gander is in the southern third of southern Canada.